The Dame, an Alan Grofield mystery by Richard Stark. Forward by Sarah Weinman. Narrated by R.C. Bray. 1. Grofield, not knowing what it was all about, got off the plane and walked through the sun into the main terminal building. He was at Isla Verde International Airport in San Juan, Puerto Rico, with sunshine and sea breezes sweeping through the open walls. He got his suitcase and went down a flight of steps to the circular counter of the car rental agency. "I'm supposed to pick up a car here," he told a clerk with a ferocious mustache. "The name's Wilcox." That was the name the letter had told him to use. The clerk pointed a triumphant finger at Grofield's forehead. "Yes, sir, you've been expected." He was beside himself with joy. He bustled away, bustled back again, and plunked a set of keys on the counter. "Everything's taken care of, sir. You'll find all the paperwork in the glove compartment." "Thank you. And I'm supposed to give you this." Another envelope. Grofield took it, thanked him again, and went out to the parking lot to look for the car with the same license number as this set of keys. It turned out to be a pale blue Ford, two-door. The odometer registered a little over 3,200 miles, and there was rust already on the bumpers. That would be the sea air at work. Grofield dropped the new envelope on the seat beside him and checked out the glove compartment first, but the only things in there were a Texaco map of the island and the form he should show if required to demonstrate he had this car legally. The envelope, when he opened it, contained nothing but a sheet of white paper folded once. Inside were typewritten instructions. 26 and 3 to Loiza, 185 past Toma de Agua, first left after 9:54, 0.4...